Workers of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, in the eastern and central regions are protesting the dismissal of their managing director, Reverend William Hilton Mensah. Our central regional correspondent, Kofi Sechiama Pubi, reports that workers of the company are wearing red armed bands, calling for the reinstatement of their boss.
As you can hear from the background, staff of ECG Central Region are demonstrating. They are having a peaceful demonstration against the dismissal of their MP. Recently, that the president asked him to go for reassignment. Most of them are clad in red bands. But I can also see that it is peaceful. There are no security around. They are doing it in their installation here in the Central Regional Capital. All that they are saying is that they want the MP to be reinstated. Let me talk to the union chairman. Union chairman, please, your name.
My name is Enoch Forhees.
Yes, Enoch Forhees is the union chairman of ECG. Why are you in support of the dismissal of all your MD? Why is government has asked to go for reassignment? Is there anything wrong in that?
There's nothing wrong in that. We are saying that when somebody is doing a good work, in order to let the person finish his good work, you rather pat him at the back and encourage him to continue. And to finish the good work, he stopped or he began. The issue is that we have realized it is a good thing for anybody who really wants the betterment of this country, who allow the MD, Reverend Engineer Otimensa, to continue the good work he's doing in this city. We have never had any MD like such a man, because I am telling you, he has reduced the losses of this city, and the percentage of it is very high. We also look at it from the point of view that when we're talking about this low shadow, it has nothing to do with ECD at all. We receive power from people, that is by transmission, and generation from VROA. So what they don't give us, we cannot give to the people. We only give to the people what we have. And so when we have a shadow, that we have to look at it, and somebody make a mistake on the shadow, which is Gripu, you cannot hold ECD as a fault to it. What we are also saying is that it is about time. Ghanaians know that ECD cannot be privatized. ECD is a company that Ghana has brought in, that Ghana can rely on, even to rebuild back our economy and our economic crisis. So you cannot sell the company at this time and put a lot of issues. What we are saying is that the enemy cannot be used as a scapegoat. What we are saying is that Otimensa is working hard. It's one of the first MDs. If you come back, we are also telling the president, we beg of you. He's listening to us. We have given him the mandate to rule us. He has not finished his work. Nobody has moved him to go to Malaysia or maybe Liberia to go and be the president. Where he is, we want him to finish his work.
Let me find out from you. ECG, no doubt, is a partner when it comes to distribution of electricity in Ghana. People are not happy about the way electricity and rapid power is going on. So if the president feels in his own wisdom and he wants to reassign your MD, why then do you have to go on a peaceful demonstration against it?
Check when the low shadow started. Years back, from 2007, we have this experience. We have several MDs. The changing of MDs in ECG has not stopped the low power shadow. We know it's a general problem, and we are all aware. If there's a generational problem, then if they want to really stop it, they should go and find a BRA boss and a GECO boss.
All right, let me find out from you. What will be your next line of action if by the time that the mandate that you are giving, the man is not reinstated?
Now, all that we are saying is that the red band is a means of communicating our taboo band to the authorities. And until his restoration, we can't trust what will happen next. Until the restoration of the NB, we are telling the president, we can't trust what will happen next. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. So you heard some of the union executives here in the central region and going on a peaceful demonstration to drum home their demand about their displeasure of the president's removal of the MD of ECG. From Cape Coast, I am Bufi Tetemapobi, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, in Kofodia, workers, some of whom wore red bands and sang war songs, called on government to quickly reinstate their MDLs. They will advise themselves. They describe their boss as a competent leader who has exhibited leadership qualities to bring transformation to the company through strategic planning. The workers also noted with concern the way their head was relieved of his post in spite of his honest and dedicated service to the company. They wondered why three organizations, namely Volta River Authority, Gritco, and ECG, responsible for power supply, but only the EC Jihad was dismissed, leaving the others. The workers also disclosed that within 3 years, the company has been headed by three different persons, which does not augur well for good administration. They therefore ask government to tackle the real problem of energy supply instead of shifting the blame on innocent people to have their hard-earned image tarnished.